Ragtime, a musical genre, enjoyed the apex of its popularity between 1895 and 1918. Its cardinal trait, syncopation, or so-called ragged rhythm, has its origins in African-American communities like St. Louis, years before being published as popular sheet music for piano. Some of the earliest names in ragtime include Ernest Hogan, 1865 to 1909. Hogan was a pioneer of ragtime music and the first to compose a rag scored for published sheet music. A more popular association with ragtime links the king of ragtime, Scott Joplin, to the form in the late 1800s. Ragtime didn't just appeal to its most ardent practitioners and fans. In fact, some Eurocentric classical music artists and composers admired the genre as well. A short list includes French composers Erik Satie, Claude Debussy, and Igor Stravinsky. Stravinsky, a Russian-born composer, pianist, conductor, is widely considered one of the most important and influential composers of the 20th century. He fell in love with American jazz combos actively performing in Europe in the early 1900s. He once stated, "The discovery of American jazz was a very important event in my life." Stravinsky's affinity for jazz was gleaned from reviewing written scores passed on to him by a colleague. Those scores inspired his 1918 composition, Ragtime for 11 Instruments. This sinfonietta features flute, clarinet, two horns, trombone, bass drum, snare drum, side drum, cymbals, two violins, viola, double bass, and the distinctive sounding cymbalome, a hammered dulcimer, negotiated from the use of two mallets. In Stravinsky's work, the cymbalome, which he had just discovered in 1915, curiously stands in for the piano, a more commonly employed instrument in ragtime, though certainly not the only featured lead instrument used in the late 1800s and early 1900s. Stravinsky used the cymbalome whenever he could. It assumes a prominent solo-like role in ragtime, and as was the case with numerous other Stravinsky works, ragtime became a dance piece, choreographed in 1922 and 1960. He even created a piano arrangement of the original work. It is worth noting that the blending of genres found in music today is not recent, evidenced by a number of compositions by classical music composers who have for more than a century incorporated diverse musical traditions into their own music making. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.